Street art that covered storefronts after a gas explosion in Seattle's Greenwood neighborhood will be auctioned off today. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna visited some of the businesses to see how they're recovering.
Hey, can you just mind your manners?
Bill Clements is trying to get Jack, a golden retriever, and his shop greeter to stay put.
Jack, can you sit?
Clements owns Rosewood Guitar on 85th. He remembers the days after the explosion in March.
A couple of days after, it was like a big tourist destination. People all wanted to see it.
Some shops were destroyed. Those that survived were covered with plywood. Clements says he's fortunate. His windows were blown out, but he had no broken merchandise. Last week, his windows were finally replaced. He says community support has been a big help.
The whole community spirit is the thing that has been consistent in Greenwood, and there's a strong neighborhood association. There's a real nice supportive community of businesses and neighbors, and so that's been really good.
Just two doors up, Emily Corson is still waiting for her windows to get replaced. She co-founded Seattle Recreative, a secondhand arts and crafts shop. She says her sales have been down 30% since the blast.
Having a plywood storefront doesn't help for window shopping as a retail store. And also just losing businesses like Neptune and Mr. Euro across the street, there's not as much foot traffic.
Community organizers are hoping for increased foot traffic this weekend during the Finneywood Art Walk.
They're all in here. These are all murals.
Jim Lustig is another Greenwood business owner. He shows some of the plywood paintings that used to cover the empty windows. They'll be auctioned off during the art walk. There's a piece that shows a dog holding a flame. Lustig says the artist spent hours just working on the flame.
And it came out amazing. Again, is it my style of art? No, absolutely not. But I can see the beauty in what he's doing.
It's remarkable considering many of the work came from graffiti artists who normally tag buildings, a nuisance for businesses. But Lustig says they've become part of the community. Many of them have been hanging out in his office.
And it's about connecting with these guys and having dinner with them and walking with them long term. And I don't know where this is all going.
The explosion was terrible, but one positive outcome has been the community coming together, including the tag artists. Lustig says he wouldn't have met them had it not been for the explosion. Reporting from Greenwood, I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.
Damage estimated from the March blast is about $3 million. More than $250,000 had been collected by late April to help those affected. Much of that has already been handed out to pay for things like repairs and the lost income of some employees.